Hi friends, welcome back. I am your personal child specialist, Dr. Gaurav Gupta. We are still in times of coronavirus, but today we are going to be talking about a hot topic that does not concern the coronavirus directly, but of course, indirectly it does. Isn't that so, Poonam?
You're definitely right. It is one of the major side effects of COVID pandemic.
Lovely. So let me introduce my co-host. This is Dr. Poonam Gupta. She is an ophthalmologist, an eye specialist doctor, and she deals with a lot of patients who have problems related to this particular topic. So let us share the secret with our audience.
Yeah. Today I want to talk about something called DVS. So the full form is digital vision syndrome. So as you can gather from the from its name, DVS means the effects or the side effects on the eyes and the health of a person when you are exposed to screens for much longer than what the eyes can actually cope with. So the screens include TV, laptop, tablets, desktop, cell phones, any of these screens.
Lovely. This means आज हम बात करने जा रहे हैं about computer vision syndrome, computer eye fatigue या any eye fatigue which is related to screen time. I hope I'm right with that.
Definitely right. Actually पहले इसको computer vision syndrome ही कहते थे because that time the main screen was computer. But now lot of screens have been added like tablets and cell phones, mostly cell phones. So it has been changed to DVS, digital vision syndrome.
एक्सेलेंट. तो आज की बात है डिजिटल विजन सिंड्रोम या डिजिटल आई स्ट्रेन के बारे में. सो पूनम, देर वॉज अ वेरी नाइस सेशन दैट यू टुक फॉर आकाश इंस्टीट्यूट अ फ्यू डेज बैक. इट वॉज एन ऑनलाइन सेशन ऑन यूट्यूब इफ आई रिमेंबर करेक्टली, एंड आई थिंक मोर देन 20,000 स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ आकाश इंस्टीट्यूट एंड ट्यून्ड इन टू लिसन टू यू ऑन यूट्यूब. सो हाउ डिड दैट गो?
या दैट वॉज वेरी नाइस बिकॉज आई वॉज वेरी हैप्पी टू नो that the coaching institutes were concerned about the health of the students. So they approached me because aajkal kya hai, everything is online. Our studies, our jobs, our entertainment, our shopping. So for everybody, the online exposure has increased. More so for children because they are doing their school studies in the morning and their coaching studies in the evening. All everything online. So they're getting a lot of problems in the eyes, in their back. So the Akash Institute wanted me to address those problems and how to prevent them or cure them.
So what exactly do we mean by digital eye strain, or what you are saying is the digital vision syndrome?
If we go strictly by definition, so if a person is on screen more than 2 to 3 hours per day, they can get DVS. राइट, इट इज़ नॉट 100%, दे कैन गेट डी वी एस. अब ना सब लोग हंसेंगे, 2 से 3 घंटा तो कुछ भी नहीं होता बिकॉज फॉर चिल्ड्रेन दे हैव देयर क्लासेस 3 to 4 hours इन द मॉर्निंग, और अगर इवनिंग कोचिंग है अगेन 3 to 4 hours इन द इवनिंग, एंड दिस इज नॉट काउंटिंग देयर असाइनमेंट्स, देयर होमवर्क एंड देयर वॉट एवर दे हैव टू सबमिट एंड डू. सो आई वुड से इफ वी गो बाय द डेटा, ऑलमोस्ट 99 to 100% पीपल are at a risk for getting DVS. So what is DVS basically? So DVS basically consists of 2 sets of symptoms. Ek to aapke eye ke, jisme eyes ke upar strain, eyes mein kharish, irritation, dryness ki feeling, ya beech mein blurring of vision, ya kabhi double vision hona, jaise ek aapko image dekh rahi hai uske piche choti si shadow aa rahi hai. Aur dusra hai physical symptoms, neck pain, headaches, backache. अगर इनमें से सारे सिम्टम्स हो रहे हैं या कुछ हो रहे हैं आपको, सो दैट मीन्स यू आर हैविंग डीवीएस.
ओके, अब हमें पता चल गया है कि डीवीएस क्या होता है और डीवीएस के सिम्टम्स क्या हैं. सो नाउ कैन वी नो कि व्हाई सम पीपल विल हैव मोर सिम्टम्स ऑफ डीवीएस, यानी कि कुछ ऐसी चीजें हैं which are more likely to make you strain your eyes and your body.
It's a very, very, very valid point, Gaurav, because it is how you sit in front of your computers or your screen, that makes a difference. DVS ka jo treatment hai, that is more of preventive than curative. So I'll like to share a few points which will help decrease the strain. One is, always sit on a table or chair. What happens, a lot of children have cell phones and tablets on which they conduct their classes. उससे क्या होता है, आपका posture खराब हो जाता है. So always sit on a table chair. Avoid cell phones. Use laptops or tablets. The distance between the child and the screen should be one arm length. And the angle of the screen from the eyes should be around 20 to 30 degrees below the eye level, right? And then comes the source of light. Jis room mein bachcha pad raha hai, that should be a well lit room. It should not have very glaring or very sharp lights. If the lights are coming from outside, use drapes. The source of light should not be from front or back, it should be from the side. Right, this takes care of the posture and the lightning. Next is how to decrease the glare from the screen. The most common factor is dust or dirt on the screen. Keep your screens clean. Adjust the brightness according to yourself. So what I tell mostly is, open a Word document, plain Word document. Look at the screen. If it is very much bright, too much bright for you, decrease the brightness. If it is dull, increase the brightness. So adjust the brightness of the screen. And the most important factor is the exposure to the screen. So after discussing with the, you know, the teachers of Akash Institute, they gave a very nice suggestion. They said, what we do is, when the child is not required to look in the screen or to, you know, read on the smart board or something, we ask the children to switch off the video. If there is some teaching program going on in which the child just needs to listen, so switch off the video, obviously with the consent of the teacher. Next is a very important rule of 20-20-20. I'm sure most of the children and the parents must have read about it online. So what is 20-20-20? There are three 20s in it. Ideally, our eyes need a break after 20 minutes for a period of 20 seconds by looking 20 feet away. Ab iska matlab kya hai? After every 20 minutes, give rest to your eyes, in which take your vision away from the screen, try blinking more and look around 20 feet away. That means thoda dur dekho aap, aankho ko chapko, and relax the muscles of your eyes. Then again go back to your screen. This is doable, very easily doable, because it takes around half a minute.
That sounds great. 20-20-20. I know, Poonam, you keep on telling that ye sab logon ko malum hai, but let me be honest here, since nobody except my audience is listening, that I was never very sure what this 20-20-20 meant. I just knew 20-20 vision. I did not know there was a third 20 also, and this was good for eye strain.
You are right. Even I was not very much aware of it before I took that lecture. So I also read in detail what each 20 mean.
That's good to know. Well, so in addition to the eye being relaxed, since you also talked about posture and back pain, etc., so do you recommend anything for that as well?
Definitely. So we take it that each class of a child is approximately 45 minutes to 1 hour, right? So after the class is over, I normally recommend that you get up, stretch your back, walk around, take a break of 10 minutes, and then go to the next class. Unfortunately, what happens, children tend to jump from one screen to other. The moment the class is over, they pick up their cell phone, start chatting on WhatsApp or, you know, browsing online. So there is no rest to the eyes and your back. Another thing which helps a lot is giving cold compresses to your eyes, because eyes are really, really tired. I tell my patients, close your eyes, put some cold compresses. You can take an ice cube in a hanky, put it in your eyes. Just relax your eyes and then go for the next class.
all excellent and very valid suggestions. This reminds me of one of our friends, and his child has classes 5 days a week. He's a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and so the very nicely the school decided that the children need to have some, you know, less eye strain, so they decided not to have class for 2 days. And his father actually complains that on the day he doesn't have the class, he's actually spending more time on the screen because he's either playing video games or he's trying to do some coding or something other than. So he says when he's got classes, he's actually spending less time in front of the screen.
This is a very common complaint. You know, I tell the parents, it is not the online classes which are the main culprit. Obviously, with the online classes, exposure to the screen has increased. But keep in mind, when the child is studying, sometimes the child is looking towards the teacher, sometimes the child is writing, or sometimes the child is reading from the book. So that time, the eyes are not 100% on the screen. It is the gaming, or online surfing, or social media, or watching videos, or even movies. When the child is doing all this stuff, they are so much focused, they hardly blink. So that is the main culprit.
So we have had a comprehensive overview about the symptoms and the reasons why you get it and some preventive steps. So what do you suggest, Dr. Poonam, our eye specialist from Chara Clinics Mohali, who's been with us? So what do you suggest should parents or the students do if they have experience of any of these symptoms that you have been describing?
First of all, they need to be aware they are suffering for DVS. So once they are aware they have any of these eye and back symptoms, the most logical step would be to go to an eye specialist for evaluation. But during this time, COVID time, it is tough and parents might not be very comfortable. I would say still give a call to your doctor. If you have had an eye checkup in the last 7 to 8 months and they know the vision is normal, so they might suggest your treatment online. If not, you should definitely go for an eye checkup. Sometimes you discover there's a vision problem or muscle problem and you might need treatment for that to decrease your symptoms. There are some extra tips which I tell my patients, which I would like to share. One is keep yourself hydrated, because we are indoor. We are not going out for playing or, you know, exercising. So we tend to drink less water, but that does lead to some dehydration and dryness of the eyes. So keep yourself hydrated, drink good amounts of fluids, sleep on time, preferably no screens before 1.5 to 2 hours before going to bed, because that disrupts your circadian rhythm and you do not get a deep REM sleep and you're not fresh next day, right? Another thing is, if possible, introduce some form of exercise into your daily routine which is not gadget dependent. Alright, you do not need your cell phone or your gadgets for a walk or a jog or some exercises. Take out family time in which nobody is using their cell phones. Very, very important. And sometimes meditation and pranayam, it does help in reducing all the strain, not only DVS, the general strain. And parents, you need to understand, the child is very bored. They're just studying. They're not meeting their friends. They're not going out for extracurricular activities. So it's tougher for them as compared to us. Try to find things with them which they can do, which are not online, not on the screen. Give them some independence and encourage them. That can be gardening, that can be decorating, that can be DIY, that can be doodling, that can be singing, that can be dancing, that can be anything.
Excellent set of instructions. And in case somebody feels that these tips are not individualized enough, Dr. Poonam Gupta is also doing teleconsultation and she can be contacted on her phone number, which would be 9876153775, for a personalized teleconsult. So with this, I just want to again share an anecdote with all of you. And this was for a child whom I had advised exercise. And I told the kid that you need to play. So what do you play? And he told me tennis, football, etc. So I was quite impressed and I said, okay, so how long do you play football? And do you know what he said? He said, till the battery runs out of the mobile. So we need to be careful in our history taking also.
At least the child was honest.
Lovely. So I think we have all had a wonderful time, and I remember that there were so many questions after the YouTube show, and in fact so many people asked Poonam to actually come and take sessions for them as well. I remember the Lioness Club inviting her, and I remember other institute people also asking her. I think this is really a burning topic right now. So before you go, Dr. Poonam Gupta, could you just help us out by telling some take-home messages or some takeaway points from this session?
Definitely. This DVS is one thing which is more preventive than curative. So try following 20-20-20 rule. Don't jump from screen to screen. In between classes, rest your eyes, hydrate yourself, decrease personal time on screen, because already classes are going on screen. And still, if you feel your eyes are not well, consult your eye specialist.
Well, so you've heard it from our personal eye specialist, Dr. Poonam Gupta, and I am your personal child specialist, Dr. Gaurav Gupta. Thanks for hearing and thanks for reaching out. You know our email ID, which is yourpersonalchildspecialist@gmail.com. If you have any questions from me or from her, please get back to us. We also have a YouTube channel by the name Charak Clinics. So you can check that out as well, as we put a lot of videos there about child health also. So with this, I would like to thank Dr. Poonam Gupta for giving us her valuable time. Thanks a lot, Poonam.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Till the next time, take care. Bye-bye.